Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
True or false? Wickenburg founder Henry Wickenburg was a Norwegian explorer who, exhausted from his trip through the desert, found the little seat, what's known as the Wickenburg Hacienda Preserve today, and rested for a while. After resting up and noticing a number of passengers in need, he opened up a supply stop there and ultimately came to the founding of Wickenburg. If it's true, text T to 411923. If you think it's false, text F to 411923. At the end of the segment, we'll take all right winners aside and pick a random winner for your state parks passes. We've got two passes that we'll mail to you. Good for any one of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Buckskin Mountain State Park over on the Colorado River near Parks. You're a little late for the Ringside Fire storytelling last night, but if you left now, you could make it there in time for the 2 o'clock ice cream social. You can download the State Parks app and help put together your Arizona adventure. Or, you know, hit Alamo Lake. Well, that's one of the closer ones to Wickenburg. And one of the six state parks that the state park picked for wildflower viewing.
Wow. Hope you're out enjoying those. Hey, you know, we're talking about water this morning, and we're not a political show, so it's not a political water story, but we wanted to kind of update everybody on what's known about this current event. But also, I just think as homeowners,
That Arizona ring tree study is fascinating.
That is fascinating. But I think as on a practical level, people want to know, what can I do? So just kind of cruising around looking for things. I met a gentleman, Steve Ward. We have him in studio on phone with us this morning, and he owns Arizona Water Pool Water Recycling. Sorry, I butchered you, Steve. I'm sorry. Good morning. Do we have Steve?
He should be on the line. I know they're fighting a little technical glitch in the back, so I don't think his phone's potted up. So we're just gonna stick him on hold until we can get his module hot on the other side of the line. They're not even looking at us right now.
Okay, you hang in there, Steve. Our producer's hair's on fire, actually.
There's no one right answer to solving the water. There's a lot of combination of answers. And you were talking about, we don't waste a lot of water. We as a state, our SRP, our municipalities, you see a lot of waste. I'll give an example this morning of a certain apartment complex somewhere around the northern 16th Street, whose sprinklers were watering the concrete this morning.
Nice.
That's a huge waste.
Yes, yeah.
they're not even sprinklers that need to be on right now. We've had so much rainwater. I mean, it's been a couple weeks. There might have been a justification for a little light watering here and there, but there's plenty of things that we can do as homeowners, as property managers, daily water consumption. And every little bit of reduction or savings just adds back to a reduction on the strain that we put our state through for our water resources. He had mentioned that this drought we're in ended the ho-ho come. Or this drought we're in was greater
similar,
than the one
yeah,
that ended
yeah. mm-hmm.
the ho-ho come. And I don't know how many ho-ho come there were, but I can tell you there wasn't 8 million.
Yeah.
we're supplying water to 8 million.
But once they were dry, they were dry. And it really does make you proud, you know, when you really study and look at the – he called it the water business. I thought that was interesting. You know, I don't think about it as a business. We think it as survival, right, and just want to be responsible with the resources we have. So, if you're interested in the stories, Arizona Department of Water Resources has great articles and keeps you up to date on this contingency plan and stuff.
And there were some interesting things that they had put together – about pools and spa. You know, a 7-mile-an-hour wind will create 300% more evaporation on the pool. So putting in a windbreak, whether it's a physical structure or a tree or a line of oleanders, whatever the case may be, if you can create a little bit of a windbreak, you can prevent evaporation. Pool covers are great for the prevention of evaporation.
He also talked about if you have splash troughs, to make sure that those troughs drain back into the pool. And did you know you shouldn't overfill your pool? It says
because it overflows.
well, I mean, yeah. Well, because you splash more out.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like if you put it all the way up
to the
lip,
yeah.
You know. And I do that sometimes. I have to set the timer.
So that's just one of one feature. We're going to try and see if we can't get Steve back on in the next segment. We also have an interview with an inventor of the Epiphany Showerhead out of California that Mom found at a national, at the National Hardware Show. So that'll be one more feature. And the answer to the trivia question is false. Henry
Seriously?
Wickenburg was German.
That's
and
such
he was
a, good
a gold
story.
Prospector coming good... over from the California Gold Rush. And it was the purchase of the Vulture Mine and a need for the mine workers to live that led to the establishment of the town that he named after himself, Wickenburg.